You know, when you look back on the year behind us, a lot of times you get these lists. We see them all the time at the end of the year. You get these lists of the best stories.
Sure.
Or, you know, obviously person of the year from Time.
Of course.
All those kind of things where they're saying, what were the best stories of the year? But you know what? The best stories of the year, those that we think are really important at the end of a year, aren't necessarily the ones that end up being important in the timeline of history, right? I mean,
sure.
Later on when some kid is learning American history, it may be a completely different picture of 2011 than the one we have right now.
Yeah, history will write what 2011 is, and to us it may seem very different.
Exactly. We have no really real idea, but even though you can't really know at this point what's going to go down in history, we're still asking you to tell us what it is. So this is our plan for this last week of 2011. We want you not necessarily to tell us maybe the stories that were the most interesting or the biggest stories, but the ones that you think will go down in history as defining 2011. What will be the most resonant stories, the most significant when we look back at 2011? You can give us your ideas at 8778-MY-TAKE or post your comments at thetakeaway.org. A very popular one for 2011 has been the story of unemployment, which obviously is a story for millions of Americans. And in this last week of the year, we wanted to go back and listen again to some of the voices that kind of helped us learn this story of unemployment in the United States.
I've applied for minimum wage jobs as well as other jobs, qualified for and not qualified for, and I have gotten little to no response. I can't tell you what's worse, not hearing from someone or hearing from a company that sets up an interview and calls you and tells you that they're doing away with the position because they can't afford it any longer.
That's Alexandra Jaron speaking to us back in July, a listener. Alexandra, are you there?
I am.
I wonder what it's like for you listening to yourself getting choked up there. I mean, what do you feel when you hear that?
Still get choked up.
it's just as painful now as it was when we spoke to you in July and then earlier this year.
Absolutely.
You just recently got a job.
Yes.
Before that, how long were you unemployed?
From March of 2008
until
the beginning of September of 2011.
So it's a little bit of a happy. Can we say it's a little bit of a happy ending for you?
Please, I hope it is not the ending. I am happy to have something, although the job that I have is 100% commission, so there's never a guarantee. It's a sales door-to-door position, and while it is selling something that almost everybody wants or needs in some form or fashion, the economy drives the sales for each individual person. So it's not a great... the economy is still affecting me. The whole situation is still affecting me. I'm not making a livable wage. I'm not even making a survivable wage.
And this is a very, very different situation than where you were pre March 2008, when you were working in corporate America and making a good salary and you had full benefits, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have benefits now?
I have state health care.
So at least there we got you covered. Alexandra Jaron is a listener from The Takeaway. We've checked back in with you at least two, three times as you've kind of struggled with unemployment. And I just saw on CNBC this morning, they had a new poll from economists say, hey, we are feeling a lot better about the economy. Things are going to turn around in 2012. If you were taking that poll, Alexandra, what would you be your answer?
I don't think so. I don't feel it. I don't see it. I don't know what they're basing it on. Certainly if they're polling people who have had steady income or not, you know, worried about losing something or pending electricity turnoffs or whatever the case may be, people who have been basically employed and you know, marginally or not marginally, but minimally affected, see things as, you know, a growing economy. But the people who have lost everything, you just can't get, you can't grab on. There's nothing to grab onto. So myself and my community of long-term unemployed, we don't feel it. We don't see what they're talking about. Matter of fact, we think they're lying.
Well, it's interesting that you describe it as a community of unemployed people. And I wonder what your reaction is. We still hear today, Alexandra, people saying, well, there's people who'd rather stay on unemployment than find a job. There's people who are choosing not to look for work because they don't have to, or they'd rather not stay on their state benefits. And I wonder your responses for that.
You know, I think it's, well, I can't actually say what I think it is. Just because I call it a community or people call it a community, that doesn't necessarily mean people who are, you know, sitting back taking advantage of whatever. No states offer a survivable way to live. The only way to survive in this country is to have a job. You have to work. I think that anybody who concocts in their mind that there is this community of people who are just resting on their laurels should take a walk outside, grab a refrigerator box, and spend a couple nights outside and know what it's like not to have a job, and then say, you know, we like this. This is what we want. Because you ultimately are going to lose everything if you cannot find a job.
You're still looking for full-time permanent work, right, Alexandra?
Absolutely.
Alexandra Jaron, a listener, finally found a job, commission-based, after nearly 3 years of unemployment. Congratulations and good luck in the new year.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.